Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe with another episode that kind of came by surprise to me. And that surprise, I got at 4 a.m. this morning and while sound asleep. And I wasn't quite sound. I was listening to a tape and was listening to a prophet talk about some things that he was seeing in the spirit and having people to pray against the things that are getting ready to happen. He was talking about national conflicts, international conflicts, and wars, and rumors of wars, and you name it. He was naming the things that he saw in the spirit. And while he was speaking, the Lord started speaking to me about Matthew 24. Anyone who's taught the Bible knows about Matthew 24, where Jesus was asked by his disciples, "Tell us, Lord, when is the end of the world's coming, the time of your return?" And Jesus says, "Take no heed that no man deceive you." That's a big thing to consider right now, because right now there's deception everywhere. But the main thing that Jesus said was, "Take no heed that you're not being deceived." That's Matthew 24:4. He said, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and many shall be deceived. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." The word that I heard in my spirit is, and this is mainly to an American audience, it's not about America, it's about the kingdom. So many people are concerned about what's happening in our nation, and I get it. You're praying, you're hearing in part of what is happening in the kingdom at large. I want to stress that. The Bible says that we see in part, we hear in part, so no one's getting the entire picture. But there are a lot of people who are echoing the same visions, the same words, and there's nothing wrong with it if it is a true confirmation. But what's concerning me and what was in my spirit is, and I didn't get it from this prophet, but I have gotten it from other sources, where people are feeling like the enemy is taking over. There's so much negative is going on. People are starting to panic, thinking this is the end. This is the end. No, it's not the end. But let me continue with what the Lord was bringing in my spirit this morning. I'll continue by reading. Again, Jesus says, "Take heed that no man deceive you." That was verse 4, chapter 24. He talked about the wars and rumors of wars. We're seeing some of that now in America. But he says, "Don't be troubled. All these things have to come to pass, but it's not the end of the world." Okay, so Jesus is trying to give us a heads up of what time these things signify. Verse 7, he says, "For nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." Okay, let me stop there. The wars, conflicts, famines, pestilence, earthquakes, the virus, financial issues. These are all wars and rumors of wars and things that are going against each other. It's conflict. And what I want to stress to you that I so clearly got in my spirit, when Jesus says, "Don't be troubled and don't be deceived," that should let you know that something else is going on here. Jesus would not tell us, "Don't be deceived and don't be troubled," if it weren't for a reason. And he reminded me of something he told me many, many years ago. And I was awakened in the middle of the night. It had to be about 3 a.m. This is many years. I don't even recall how long ago it was. But the Lord talked to me about what it is to live in this life. He said, and this is the Holy Spirit speaking through my spirit, and I just heard it as clear as day. I heard the words, "When we were children, we played let's pretend. We thought we could pretend to be certain things. But in this life in Christ Jesus, we don't have to pretend, because he has a plan and purpose for us all." And he talked about how if we believe, whatever he said, we'll have. But if we don't believe, it's because we really never believed. And when I heard that in my spirit, it was like, oh, wait a minute. If we don't see what's in this Bible, if we don't see what God promised us, it's on us. It's not on God. It's not, God cannot lie. Whatever he speaks depends on us. What are we doing about it? And Jesus sets us up in Matthew 24. And it's amazing because it hit me so hard this morning what he told me. The things that you see out here, other people's opinions, sickness, disease, all these things are distractions to the real picture. Okay, you need to really hear this, because that's what Jesus is basically saying here. He's saying, oh, there are going to be wars, rumors of wars. Don't be troubled. Don't be deceived, but don't be troubled. For nations are going to rise up against nations, and kingdom against kingdoms, and there will be famines and pestilences. So why are we worried about a coronavirus or any kind of virus? There'll be earthquakes. These things are going to continue, and he said they're going to continue till he comes, and we're going to have many opportunities to come up against these things. But he said, again, I'm going back to what he says, don't be deceived by those things and don't be troubled by them. And that's key for us at this time. And people are talking about America. They're talking about the election. They're talking about all these things. Those are distractions. Did they happen? Sure. But why did they happen? There's something else going on the other side that God has been talking about that people aren't hearing. You don't want to be so close to the activity that you're not seeing what's going on that's causing all this. Anytime the enemy kicks up such a stir, it's because there's something God is doing. This is strategic. This is military speaking here. This is like a camouflage or facade that you see that's going on. Because there's things happening behind the scenes that you have to know that God is moving. The enemy wouldn't be fighting like he's fighting. You wouldn't see the political craziness like this unless God was moving. You have to understand that. And that's what Jesus was saying. The closer he comes, oh, there are going to be wars because the nations are going to be scrambling for position. They're going to be scrambling trying to hold on to their positions. There's going to be famines and earthquakes, mainly because men are going to be fighting for resources. Earthquakes, that's totally a different thing. I think it was 2010, the Lord gave me a vision of what to expect in these end days, and what he showed me was phenomenal. I literally saw the earth quaking. It quaked so hard that it turned inside out. And the Lord said, and he took me back to that Romans 8 where it talks about how the earth is groaning, all of the creation is groaning. And he said the earthquakes, it was the earth groaning to go back to its original position, to go back to righteousness, to go back before the fall. So these things are all maneuvering because Jesus is coming. People are fighting because Jesus is coming. So there's judgment coming, in other words, and the earth is going to be moving. The elements are going to be moving. We're going to see a lot of things that Jesus said will be happening in the earth and the sky. Because it's, as the Lord said, this is his time of his grand finale before Jesus comes. So expect to see stuff in the sky. Expect to see stuff happen in the earth. Expect to see turmoil because men are going to be shaken by what God is doing. So we don't have to fear these things. We just have to walk in faith and realize if you've heard from God, you have an assignment from God, stay in that assignment. Walk through it. Ignore these things, but walk through it. And I don't want to say ignore in the sense of being callous. Sure, help your family, your neighbors, because they're going to need understanding. What I'm saying is don't be fearful of them. Continue the assignment Jesus gave you, because those of us who are here, we have end time assignments. We were built for this. We were built tough in our spirits for this. What God has given us to do is anointed to go through this. Kind of reminds me of when the Lord called me. I didn't understand why he called me. I'm like, are you going to use me? Seriously, Jesus? And he says, I have specifically trained you for these end times. I'm like, really? And then he takes me back through all the trouble I went through, all the evil and through all the craziness I went through, the death-defying craziness. He says, you've been in training. So I can't be fearful by what I'm seeing. All I know is I've been trained for this. And those of you who are still alive, you have also been trained and prepared for such a time as this. So we've been trained for such a time as this. We are the first ones that shouldn't be deceived and shouldn't be troubled. We should be close to the Lord, listening to him and letting him direct our path. And then continue with chapter 24. Jesus says, after everything he's talking about here, he says, these are the beginnings of sorrows. That's 24:8. Then he says, they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And many of you shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. That's our assignment in a nutshell. Don't be deceived by these things you're seeing in the world. Don't be troubled by them. They're sorrows, but the sorrows are not for us. They're for those in the world. And this is where I have to go back and tell people, it's not about America. It's about the kingdom rising in the earth. And unfortunately, too many Christians have been taught religion and not taught the kingdom. So there's going to be some confusion there. But the kingdom is God's manifested power and authority in the earth in every sector of society. So what's getting ready to happen is he's overturning everything, overturning government, overturning business, overturning education. And so right now we have an administration in America that's trying to scramble to put things in place. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. It's going to be overturned anyway. As the Lord told me recently, and I put it in my recent book, Taking Back the Night, he said, the ways of men have ended. Anything that men are doing is being overturned by God. He said there is a divine reversal in play, which means the enemy's got a smokescreen. He's doing certain things to make you think that God is a liar. But don't we know the truth? The devil is a liar. So get in the presence of God. Know your assignment, first and foremost. Your assignment is where you're going to be protected. It's where you're going to be directed. And you're going to be provided for in that. But you have to know why you're here. What is your end time purpose? Spend some time in prayer and let God reveal that to you. Then you will know not to be deceived because you'll hear from the Lord himself and he'll give you the information you need so that you'll walk through all of this as a soldier of the Lord. Now, the biggest thing to know in this period of time is that we have authority over every trouble that's coming into the earth. Now, some of you never heard this before, but let me take you to Daniel. I'll take you to the book of Daniel. I wasn't going here, but I'm hearing it in my spirit that we need to go here. Daniel 2:44 gives us an idea of where we're headed. One of the scriptures that really strikes me at this time is Daniel 2:44, which is in a time of kings, where kings are rising, meaning powerful men of influence. And we see that around our nation even today. And he says in 2:44, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. This is where we are. God is raising up a kingdom. The kingdom is already set up. Jesus announced it when he was here. Now we're getting ready to see the manifestation of the kingdom. So it's a preview of what it's going to look like when Jesus comes. And that has to be displayed in the earth. And that's what Jesus meant when he said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. There has to be a manifestation of the kingdom before the end can come. There has to be a harvest before the end can come. And that's what people understand. So it doesn't matter what the enemy's doing with his pretending that he's starting the mark of the beast. Yeah, he's throwing down some things that look like the mark of the beast, but it's not the end. It's not time for that. They call themselves the four horsemen thinking this is the end, but this is God's call, not man's call. And that's where you need to understand. God is calling the shots. The things that we're seeing in the earth are men reacting to what God is doing. And they think the church and people are so ignorant of the times that they don't understand. So they're playing a game of deception on you. But anybody who has heard from God knows the truth. And the truth is, God is in control and God cannot be stopped. So what should you be doing at this time? The biggest thing is getting in the Word, getting in prayer, getting on your face before God, turning off the TV. Some things are okay, but you don't want to take the word of what you're hearing because this thing is getting ready to be overturned. And when it is, some people are going to be left distraught. Trust me. What God is showing is this thing is going to be revealed publicly. It's going to be a disgrace around the world what's happened in this nation. And when it comes forth, some of you have been believing and trying to follow these leaders. You have to understand you're going to be accountable to God for this. And there is judgment coming for those who follow men versus following God. Time is short here, people. Jesus is trying to return. But he's coming for a glorious church. Not a scared pansies church that runs from trouble. Not a church that's compromised, that goes with the government, goes with leaders, goes with the media, and turns their back on God. No. He's coming for a church, which is a group of people who call to stand on faith, stand on his word, and stand in power in these last days, doing the greater works. Now, that's one thing many people aren't teaching, but it is time for the greater works that Jesus talked about. In case you don't know what that is, if you turn to John 14, verse number 12, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. That's John 14, 12. We, beloved, are in a time of the greater works. So those of you who are believers that have never laid hands on anybody, who never prayed for anybody and gotten results, now is the time to seek God, get in his face, and let the Spirit empower you to do such works. Now, people have not been trained to do it in general in many of these churches because a lot of people didn't believe in the Holy Spirit. They didn't believe in the gifts of the Spirit. They didn't believe that power exists in our world, but yet it never left. In fact, that's the power that we need to make it in these end times. And I remember years ago, I asked the Lord, and when he had me get filled with the Spirit many years ago, and I didn't understand the purpose for it until I ran into trouble with a group of people that I was working with through a church, and I had women who were suffering. I mean, they were suffering. Their children were suffering, being abused brutally. And the courts were coming on people. And I start crying out to God. They're crying out to me, coming to me like I was a savior. And I was crying out to God. I can't help these people. I have no power. And the Lord says, no, but I'm the power you need. And he made me pick up from where I was living and go clear across the country to California in search of his power. And the first thing he had me do is I went to church with my cousin. And the first thing that happened is the Lord had me get filled with the Holy Spirit. And once I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I began speaking in tongues, and power began to raise up in me. Power came out of me that I didn't even know was there. And then I was able to, and healing started coming through my hands. It was automatic. Wherever I went, healing would come out. Deliverance would come out. And the Lord said, the power that Jesus had is inside every believer, but you have to allow it to flow. So those of you who have not been filled with the Spirit, who've been a little fearful of it, know this is God's plan and purpose for every believer, because we have to minister to people in these end days. You have to know how to lay hands on the sick. You have to know how to cast out a demon if necessary. You have to know that the power that Jesus had is residing in you. As it says in Colossians 1:27, Christ is in you. Let him out. He's in you. You have to let him out. But how do you do that? It's by faith. As it says in Mark chapter 16, Jesus, before he left the earth, said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. He says, in my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak in new tongues. He talks about taking up serpents, and they shall drink any deadly thing, and it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Basically, if you look at those things that Jesus is talking about, these are the things that we're seeing in the world, things that people will be intimidated. What he's saying is, I've given you authority. Go in my name. He said it again in Luke, when Jesus had sent out the 70 and they came back, and they were amazed that they could cast out devils and that the devils were subject to them. And Jesus let them know, listen, you can be excited by that, but be more excited by the fact that I saw Satan fall from heaven. I saw him fall like lightning. And be glad that your name is in heaven and that you're written in a book. So the whole thing is, it's not uncommon, and it shouldn't be uncommon for us to know that those things are operating in us, to know that Jesus is in us, his power is in us, and that nothing can touch us. And he says, we can have power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. So we have to understand that these things that are the end time are not sent to hurt us. They're sent so that we can show the dominion of the kingdom over everything that is hitting the earth. Now, those of us who have our assignments, the Lord will tell you clearly what it is that you can overcome. Many of us have things and plans he's given us to overcome poverty in the world. There's going to be a monetary issue when the money fails in the world. How are people going to survive? God has given us a plan. There's going to be wars. How do you deal with the wars? God has given a plan. He's talking to us about taking dominion, even over the elements and the sky. Many of us have had the Lord talk to us about stopping storms. Speaking to the storms. The power that we have is in our mouth. We have to understand the power we have is in the words that we speak. So we can't afford to be speaking what the world is speaking. We have to speak what we want to happen. Whatever we speak, we're going to have. We're going to have what we say. But the Lord takes me back to what it said in Genesis. When the Lord saw darkness in the world at creation, he didn't speak about the darkness. He didn't even tell the darkness to move. He simply said, light be. So when we're looking at the virus out here, we can curse the virus. We can speak to the virus. If we see something that's going on, and the Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak. The point is, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're supposed to be demonstrating as believers, demonstrating the power of God over everything that's going against people. Anything that's hurting people, that's our job. Essentially, we're supposed to be doing what Jesus did. That's what he said. The works that I do, if you're a believer, the works that I do shall you do, and greater works. And the reason it's going to be greater works is because the closer we get to that time, evil's going to increase. So we're going to need more contact with the Lord, understanding how to overcome these things that would seem normally impossible. But another thing the Lord has been speaking to me about this week has been creative miracles. It's time for creative miracles. There are people with amputations and things going on in their bodies, And in other countries, the limbs are growing back. People who didn't have eyeballs are appearing in sockets. People who never saw before, couldn't hear before, couldn't speak before are all of a sudden speaking. Now, these are things that Jesus always did, but he told us to go and do the same thing. And one of the reasons we haven't seen it, and in, at least in America, is because people depend on doctors. We depend on other people rather than depending on Jesus, who is the healer. And so there's been a mockery in the realm of the spirit of who Jesus Christ is. And so even now with the coronavirus, you have people fearing death, fearing sickness. Are you kidding me? When the Bible clearly says, no evil shall befall you. Psalm 91 talks about pestilences and things that are coming, but they can't touch you if you're in Jesus Christ, if you're in that protection. So people have to have a mindset that Jesus is it. He is the person that's going to be the healer. He is the deliverer. He is the one that we have to look to. Looking to men has been the problem. And right now, the Lord is getting ready to pull these men away. He's getting ready to pull our idols out of the picture, where it's not only going to be us and him. Because God is a jealous God, meaning if you're a Christian and you're depending on these other things, you're involved in idolatry. So that's part of the issue that God is getting ready to solve in this season. So as there's wars and rumors of wars, there's also going to be a division. God is making a difference between those who believe him and those who don't. So there's going to be a group of people going to be pulled out of the church as imposters, as hypocrites. Why? Because they're doing what the world does and they have no evidence that they are Christian. They have no evidence in their life that they've even believed Jesus Christ is who he says he is. So we're getting back to that point where we have to step up in faith, that none of these things that are in Matthew 24 phases us. They're all distractions. We don't care what they are. The Lord has spoken by his spirit. Don't be deceived and don't be troubled by what you see. So if you're deceived or troubled by what's on the news, what you're hearing from politicians, you're out of sync with Jesus Christ. Get in prayer. Talk to him. Let him settle your mind, settle your spirits, because the kingdom of God is advancing in power, and those are with him or against him, but he's coming through and he cannot be stopped. I recall the Lord gave me a vision, and it was such a scary vision, but he showed me two trains, and it was like two different tracks. And one track he called Everyday Life in America, and the other track was his kingdom track. And the people in everyday America, they were going like God didn't exist. They do what they do every day. But what they didn't realize is there was a stone, a big stone. It looked like a wall at the end of the track. They were getting ready to crash, but they couldn't see it. You couldn't warn them, couldn't say anything because they didn't believe you. Everybody kept jumping on that train. The other train, it was a train to eternal life. It was God's kingdom train. It was going. And it seemed like it was the same wall that it was approaching. It was a different track. But the time came. And it was a quick time that everybody on the train in everyday life in America crashed and they were killed. But the train that was on the one that was where God was going went through because there was opening on the other side. And they went through and went to their destination. So right now, if I can give you any advice, it is get on God's train. Get on his side. Listen to what he has for you. Because what's happening in America is getting ready to crash. It will be a crash heard around the world. It will be a financial crash, a political crash. What we're going to see is a destruction of an evil kingdom and a rising of God's kingdom in our midst. So you need to be prepared for that. Nothing to be fearful about. Know your assignment. Know how God has a recovery plan for you now. Find out what it is and get in it. He has a business plan for you. These businesses are going to fail. He needs you to be in place. What did he tell you to do? He may have a school in place for you. Not everybody's going to survive what's coming. But again, as Jesus said, don't be deceived by what you're hearing out here. And don't be troubled, because there's another plan. And those that endure to the end shall be saved. And the gospel will be preached with power in America, and it will be seen around the world. I pray that this has been a message to empower you, to also encourage you to not be moved by what you're hearing, but be moved by the word of God. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. God bless and keep you, and may he give you more wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him and his plan for your life. Until next time.